Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Tes, and we will begin on Daf Mem Chesem Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that on Marav Shel Mayim, they used to take the Mayim, the water that we're going to use for the Nisach HaMayim, and they would tell the Kohen Gadol to raise his hand to make sure that he was going to do Nisach HaMayim properly. For as we learned, there was a concern that the Kohen Gadol may be a tzdoiki. And in fact, one time, because as we explained, the tzdoikim did not believe in Nisach HaMayim, because it doesn't say so explicitly in the Torah. And one time, he instead of pouring the water of the Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach, he poured it on his feet. For a Gmur Kola'am, we learned in the Gemara that everybody threw a sroigim at him. It says the Gemara, Tana Abana Maisa B'tzadoiki Echad, there was once a situation with a tzadoikim, with one of the tzadoikim, Shenisach Agabi Raglov, he poured the water on his feet, not into the bowl, V'rgmu Kolamba Esroigayim, and everybody threw their esroigim at him. V'oisayoyim, it says the Gemara, because everybody threw their esroigim at him, nifkama karen ha-mizbeach. The corner of the mizbeach, when we described how the mizbeach was built, we said that there were four corners on the mizbeach, and one of the corners of the mizbeach got ruined. Veviu bul shemelech, they brought a handful of salt, the sesmua, and they closed up that gap. Loi v'bnei shuch shel avoda, says the Gemara, not that that would make the Mizbeach kosher. Abnei, Yira Mizbeach Pogum. Because they wanted to avoid that the Mizbeach should look as if it's in disrepair. Because the halacha is, Shekom Mizbeach She'en Lo Kevesh, any Mizbeach that doesn't have a ramp, Lo Keren or a corner, as we're discussing now, V'lo Yisoid, the Mizbeach has to have a base, because we know that many times things have to be poured on that base. We know that the halach is that shiori hadam, all the leftovers of various kabonis, had to be spilled al yisoid hamizbeach. And since they had to be spilled on the yisoid hamizbeach, every mizbeach had to have a corner. V'loi ribua, the mizbeach has to be a perfect square. And if it's missing any of these requirements, pasul avoda. And therefore, just taking a handful of salt is not going to fix your mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda im afas soiviv. There was a ledge 6 amos up from the floor, which was the ledge where the kohanim would walk around the mizbeach when they needed to do avoda in the mizbeach. And he says that that ledge is also absolutely essential to the kashrus of the mizbeach. So Rashi says that it wasn't just that they threw a sroigim at the Mizbeach. If they would have thrown a sroigim at the Mizbeach, then it wouldn't necessarily have gotten ruined. They also threw stones. How much of the Mizbeach has to be ruined that it should not be considered a kosher Mizbeach? So even though Al Gemara says that the whole corner fell off, the reality is, explains Tosfos, that even if the corner would have just gotten ruined, that would be enough for them, that it shouldn't be smooth anymore. The halacha is, the Torah requires evanim shleimus, whole stones. And if the stones aren't smooth anymore, the halacha is that the mizbeach is pasul. Why could they not fix it? Because the halacha is, it happened on Yontif, and fixing it would involve binyan mizbeach, building a mizbeach, which is not allowed to be done on Yontif. I saw from Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva, a different explanation. He says that this happened during the day, and the mizbeach, as we just learned, got ruined. He says the halacha is that if any keli of any vessel of the Beis HaMikdash gets ruined, and now you have to repair it, what required after you repair it is to go through the process of chinuch. There's a whole process that the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us. They go through when they rededicate a keli in the Beis Hamikdash, and the halach is that any such a rededication may only take place in the morning when they bring the Karma Tam Shel Shachar. So he explains if this happened during the day. So even if they're going to repair it, let's say there was no issue of Chil Yontif in repairing it, but they could not renew it until tomorrow morning. So there's no point in repairing it on Yontif if it won't be usable on Yontif anyway, because you have to repair it tomorrow morning. So there are a number of points that the Rishonim and Achronim make in learning this Gemara. One is, Taisa says, that although the halach is, as we just said, that the Mizbeach had to be made up of Avonim Shlemus, says Tosfos that this requirement does not apply to the Karen of the Mizbeach, to the corner, because the corner of the Mizbeach, Tosfos wants to explain, was made not from stones, but rather from plaster, from lime. However, says Tosfos, that a dent in the Mizbeach, still in the corner, would still disqualify the Mizbeach, for as we just learned, the Mizbeach must be a ribua, the Mizbeach must be a square, and therefore, if it has to be a square, when the corner was ruined, we no longer have a Mizbeach. Says Tosfos, but maybe when the halacha is that the Mizbeach has to be a ribua, that's the Mizbeach itself. How do we know that the corners of the Mizbeach also require to be a Mizbeach, to be a ribua? The Sfas Emes asks, why indeed is salt not considered a good way of correcting the Mizbeach? If it was there and it was put in well, why should it be a problem? The Sharmat Tzionim Balocha points out that it's usur to damage the Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says, Loisasu Kelem Shem Lekechem, you're not allowed to ruin the Mizbeach. So even though these people were quite upset at what the Kohen Gadol did, that he did not do the Nisach HaMayim properly, but he asks, if the Pasuk is so strong in saying, L'sasu kein l'Hashem l'keichem, how did they take it upon themselves to throw stones and esroigim at the Mizbeach and ruin the Mizbeach? So the Sfas Emes has a whole interesting explanation for this entire incident. He says, when the Tzedoki realized that everybody was so upset with him because of what he did, they all started throwing their esrogim at him. What he did was, he grabbed the keren of the Mizbeach in an effort to protect himself. So it was the Tzedoki who held on to the corner. So now we understand not just that there was a dent in the keren, but the entire keren was missing. When we have a discussion, what makes the Mizbeach kosher or not, certainly a Mizbeach that has an entire corner missing is pasul. The salt was put there that it should just not look terrible that there's a whole corner missing of the Mizbeach. And it wasn't that the people threw things through their sroigim, through the stones at the Mizbeach. Loisasu kei l'Hashem l'keichem, the people would have never have done something so terrible as throwing something at the Mizbeach. What happened here was that they threw it at the Kohen, and because they were throwing things at the Kohen grabbed onto the corner, and that's what made the corner fall off. But not that they would ever, chas v'shalom, attempt to ruin the Mizbeach. We learned in the Mishnah that they poured the wine into bowls on the Mizbeach. And from there we learned that it went all the way underground. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'chana Amar B'yochanan Shitin Mishesh Yishmei B'reshus Nivru. The underground holes to where the wine poured was there from Shesh Yishmei B'reshus, from the creation of the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Chamucheich, Chamuke Yerichayich, K'moy Chaloyim, Masi Dei Omen. Chamuche Yerichayim, Eilu Hashitin, that are hidden in the bottom of the Mizbeach, K'moy Chaloyim, Shemuchololim, V'yardim the hollow and go all the way down at the haim, all the way to underground. Masi de oman, masi de emnusoy shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was created by no one less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What is the point, says the Aruch HaNer, for us to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created this Shitin? So the Gemara, later in Amos Sechta, on Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us that when David HaMelech made this Shitin, when it came down to the underground, the underground started to rise up, the water underground started to rise up, and it almost flooded the whole world. So what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they shouldn't go further. So what we're learning from here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created the Shitin. But the question the Mashiach asks, if that's the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmai created the Shitin, so why is David HaMelech given the credit? So the Mashiach explains that David HaMelech, the Shitin went up to a certain point, and David HaMelech dug them even deeper. Tana de Beir B'Shmol, Bereshis, the Pasuk says, the first Pasuk of the Torah, Bereshis Bar Elokim, says the Gemara, Al Tikri Bereshis, don't pronounce it Bereshis, Ela Barashit. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, at that point he created the Shitin. Tanya B'Yosi Omer, Shitin Mukhlolim, they were hollow, V'yardim Atahayim Shnemar, Ani Ashirinol Yedidi, Yeshaya Novi says, Ashirinol Yedidi, I sing on behalf of my Yedidim, Shiras Doidi Lekarmai. The Novi is saying this as a Nevuah. He says, you, Klal Yisrael, are considered like the Kerem, like the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kerem hoyu liyididi, b'keren ben shemen. My friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had this beautiful vineyard in Eretz Yisrael, which is ben shemen, which is the best land in the world. V'yizakeyu, and he worked on that field. He plowed it. He put a fence around it. V'yisakleyu, he took away from it all of its stones. V'yateyu sorek, and he planted the most beautiful grape trees in it. The Yivan Migdal Besoichoi, the Gam Yevan, the Yakam Yakov Chotzaboy. He built a beautiful palace and he built a wine pit. The Teus Sorek Zabes HaMigdosh. So says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yeshaya and Novi meant to say was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Beis HaMigdosh, which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous love to Klal Yisrael. The Yivan Migdal Besoichoi refers to the Mizbeach, that looks like a tower, it's so tall. V'gam yakav chotzev elu ashitim. That's what we see the Pasuk speaks about the Shitim. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Blazer Reb Tzadik. Lul cotton hoya bein kevesh l'mizbeach. We know that to go up to the Mizbeach, they walked up a ramp, which was 32 amas long and 16 amas wide. And that ramp reached the Mizbeach. There's a Machloikis, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi explains that the Gemara teaches us that there was a small space between the ramp and the Mizbeach, because the halacha is that everything that we throw on the Mizbeach has to be thrown onto the Mizbeach. So if you have the space, the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, that's how we throw. And that's what the Gemara says, Lo cotton hoya ben kevas Mizbeach, that there was the space between the Mizbeach and the ramp. Tosfos seems to learn that the Mizbeach, we learned, was 32 amos wide. We just said that the ramp itself was 16 amos wide. So there was space, 8 amos on each, there was space on each side, 8 amos between the Mizbeach and no ramp. And in those spaces where there was no ramp, that's where they dug, that's where they had this space that we're going to speak about, this empty space. Lul cotton, hoya bein kevesh l'mizbeach, but maravish shel kevesh, on the west side of the kevesh, that means we just learned that the kevesh was 16 amos wide, on the west 8 amos, v'achs l'shivim shana, once every 70 years, pirche kuhuna yardim l'sham, the young kahanim would climb into that empty space. Umalakta Misham, Yain Kurish, Shadaimul Igulei Devela. And they would collect from that spice the wine that got hardened, looked like dates already. They were so hard because the wine was there for so many years. Or Barn Vesarfanas of Kedusha, and they would burn them in a Mokum Kaddish. Because the halacha is that any hegdish that becomes pasul, shenemar, the pasuk says that it has to be burned b'kodesh hasach nesach sheikh l'Hashem, k'shem shenesucha b'kedusha, just like it became kodesh because it was burnt, it was put on the mizbeach, so it obtains the status of hegdish, kach srifasa b'kedusha, that's why it should be burnt over there. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, how do we know that even the wine that got congealed has this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Ask your Kodesh Kodesh. We learn in Gzeres Shava. Ksiv Hocha, regarding the Nisach Hayayin, but Kodesh Haseich Neichsach. The Ksiv Hasam, the Pasuk says, regarding Neusser, a carbon that's left past its time, that we have to burn. The Torah says, V'sraftas HaNeusser Be'esh Lo Yei Ochel Ki Kodesh Hu. So just like the Neus has to be burnt there, so too this has to be burnt in that place. So the Gemara says that Pirche Kohanim would go down there. So Rashi explains that why were they called Pirche Kohanim? Because you had to be able to fit into this tight place, and therefore, as the Chazon Yecheskel explains, we had to take young Kohanim who were short and who were still small, and they could fit into this space. But I saw that the Eitz Yosef has a very interesting pshat. The Eitz Yosef says that they were called Pirche Kohuna, says the Eitz Yosef, because the pasuk says regarding Aaron HaKohen, Uporach Mata Aaron. So we see that the word Perach applies to the Kohanim. So the question is that there's a famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that we know that Kli Cheres, earthenware, can't be kashered. So the question is, if somebody has an earthenware, a china dish, that got not kosher, and he needs to kasher it, what should he do? So the Chacham Tzvi says, don't use it for 12 months. And he says, anything that's not used for 12 months, whatever blia, whatever absorption is in there, is certainly completely dried out. And if it's certainly completely dried out, it's no longer considered not kosher. So of course he says that we should kasher it, but even though normally we can't kasher klicheres, this klicheres we could kasher. Many paiskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. His brother-in-law, the Pana Meiris, brings that, doesn't agree. And so too is the opinion of the Steichemed that brings down many poskim that don't agree with the psak of the Chacham Tzvi. Reb Moshe, the Shas Chus Igris Moshe, Yoyredei Chelik Beis Simen Menvav, speaks about this issue. He speaks there to the issue, Baruch Shem, we have many families that become Bali Tshuva, and they have dishes that they used when they weren't observant of Hilchas Kashrus, and they don't want to have to throw out the china, expensive china. And he says one could rely on the psak of the Chacham Tzvi. So the Shoyle Meshiv in the Madura Aleph Chela Gimel Simon Chav Ches wants to say maybe our Gemara is a raya against the Chacham Tzvi, because our Gemara is concerned about the wine that was kept on the that was kept in this space for 70 years. Says the Shoyle Meshiv, the Chacham Tzvi says that after 12 months, we don't have to worry anymore. So why do we have to worry about this wine that's there for 70 years? Isn't that a raya that if something is not kosher, the fact that it's there for all those years won't make a difference? So the Shoyle Meshiv says that our Gemara is not necessarily a proof against the position of the Chacham Tzvi. One, he says that it's not all of the wine is there for 70 years. It's 70 years counting down. And some of the wine is this year's wine. So if it was only old wine, so there indeed we would have the Pesach of the Chacham Tzvi. But it isn't only very old wine. It's also wine from this year, which we, of course, don't have the het of the Chacham Tzvi. Another point he says is that this wine, the reason The Chacham Tzvi says that if something is there for 12 months, we don't need to be concerned about it, says the Shalom Eishiv, is because it's no longer edible. It's completely dried out. It has absolutely no edible. It can't be eaten under any circumstances. He says, this wine, he says, that's exactly what the Gemara meant to say, that the wine was like dates. It still was edible. When does the Chacham Tzvi say we can rely on such a heter? When it's totally inedible. But when it's edible, we don't have the Chacham Tzvi's heter. This continues the Gemara. Kaman Azla, Hodatanan, asked the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masech the Mila, the Sochim, Betchila Mayalamba, when we designated them to be used for Nisachayayin, the subject of Hilchas Mila, Yor de Lashitin, once they went down underground into the Shitin Emay Alambam, they're not subject to Mila anymore. Says the Gemara, Lamer Elizabeth Tzadiki. It seems that it's following the opinion of Elizabeth Tzadik. The Rabbanon, if we want to say it's following the opinion of Rabbanon, Hanachsle the time. And the Rabbanon say that once it goes to the time, we don't need to collect them. Answers the Gemara, Afilotayim Rabbanon. That Mishnah could even follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, because we could say, but the Iklet, a person who caught the Nesachim before they went underground, then, of course, the Halacha would be, they would be subject to Me'ila. Only when they're underground, maybe not. Vikadamri, Leim Rabbanon, V'lay Rabbelazar Tzadik. The Gemara wants to say just the opposite. Maybe it only reflects the opinion of the Rabbanon and not the opinion of Rabbelazar Tzadik. Dear Rabbelazar Tzadik, if you want to say it's following the opinion of Rabbelazar Tzadik, why are they not subject to Me'ila once they went down to the Shitin? Agdach Katan, haven't we just learned that he holds that B'kudushusayi Kaimi, they still remain Kaidish even when they're in the ground? And says the Gemara, Afilotayim Rabbelazar. Even Rabbi Lezer, who says that we have to take them out and we have to burn them with Kedusha, still says he agrees that they would not be subject to Me'ila. Why? Because Ein Lecha Davish Shenasas Mitzvasai, one of the most fundamental rules in Hilchos Me'ila is that once something has the mitzvah, that something has been designated for, has been accomplished, it's no longer subject to Me'ila. So here, once they were poured underground, so there's certainly not subject, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim has been accomplished. Once the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim has been accomplished, there's no more Me'ila. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Bizman, Shemenaschim Yain Al-Gabim Mizbeach, when they used to pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach, Paikikin is the Shitin. They would close up the Shitin, L'Kaim Shenemar, they wanted the water, the wine, that they pour there should back up. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, how do we see from this pasuk this requirement? Amara Papa, Shecher is Lashon Shtiya. Shecher always means to drink, that you drank, Lashon Tzvi, Lashon Shikras. And therefore, that by having the wine back up, it shows that there was an abundance, abundance of wine. In other words, as Rashi explains, that how do we, if the Pasuk uses the word Shecher and Shikras and Simcha, all of this is accomplished by doing this closing up of this drain and everything backing up. So I saw that Rashi explains that when the Mizbeach has all this wine, so it's like the throat of the Mizbeach. And says the Gemara, Amra Papa Shmaminok, Yisavi Inish Chamra, if somebody drinks a lot of wine, Megroin is survey, that he feels satiated with the wine, not when it goes to his stomach, but rather when it comes to his throat. So explains Rashi, that's exactly what the Gemara means to say, that they drank, that they poured so much wine that the throat, the Mizbeach, the drain where they pour down the wine, which is like the throat of the Mizbeach, that is a halacha, that's the way to do Nisach HaYayin. There's interesting machlokes Rishonim. If that's the case, then it wasn't only done on Yom Tov. But every time they did the Nisach HaMayim, the Torah uses this description of Nisach HaMayim, and therefore all the time when they did Nisach HaMayim, this is the way it should be done. And it's actually a machlokes Rishonim if that's the way Nisach HaMayim was done. Amra Papa Tzuvim Rabbanan, the line of Fish Lechamra, when a person doesn't have enough wine. Wine was expensive. Not everybody could afford wine. So somebody who can't afford wine, says the Maraligma Gimbui, he should take big gulps of the wine. And by taking big gulps, it'll hit his throat in a large amount. And as the Gemara just said, that's what makes you feel the effect of the wine. Rav Akasa, the Berchasai, on the cup that he made the Bari Priya Goffin, a gmui, would take drinks in very large amounts to show that he want that this is the wine that he made a bracha on, and it's going to be the wine that he's going to have most enjoyment. So the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer say, from here we see that wine and food are very, very different. Food, it depends, satiation, feeling full, is in the stomach. Wine, feeling full, is in the throat. And that's why he explains, we find in Hilchos Yom Kippur, there are different shiurim for what is considered achila on Yom Kippur and what is considered shti on Yom Kippur. Achila on Yom Kippur, we know, is a keseves. Shti on Yom Kippur is Mloy Lugmav, because he says the feeling of being full comes very different from, by wine than by food. And that's why the halacha is, that's why we have different shiurim for beverages than we do from food. And in fact, based on what Rava just taught us, that he went, the cup that he drank the wine from was a cup that he used to take, that he made the bracha by Priya Gafran, he used to take very large gulps. Says the Darki Moshe, that's why somebody who uses a cup, a becher, for making kiddush, should use a becher that has a very wide opening. Since it has a very, very wide opening, you're going to be able to drink larger amount. As Rava just said, that's what one should do when he's drinking from a cup that he made a bracha on. Darsh Rava, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Mayofu a Pasuk in Shira Shirim, Mayofu pa Mayach Benolim Bas Nodiv, Mayofu pa Messiah Shayisrael, how beautiful were the steps of Klai Yisrael, Beshosh Oil and Regal, as they used to go up to be Oil and Regal, Bas Nodiv. Bita shel Avram Avinu shenikra Nodav. We are the children of Avram Avinu who is called Nodav. Shnemar, how do we see that Avram Avinu was called Nodav? Because the Pasuk says in the Tehillim, Nadive Amim Nasofu, Am Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, the Pasuk speaks, when it speaks about Nadive Amim, it speaks about Avram Avinu. V'lo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Elokei Avram, Shoyitchil Elgeir. Avram Avinu was the first Geir, he was the one that brought all the Geirim to Klal Yisrael, and that's why we're called Bas Nodav. So of course the Mefarshim try to understand, what is the connection? So the Pasha Pshat is, Mayofim Erglayich, the Mashah says, that people who could walk were Mechuyiv and Alil Regal. People who were not healthy and could not walk, were not obligated to do Alil Regal. So the Pasuk is saying, Mayofu Pamaseim, Baruch Hashem, we see Klai Yisrael being healthy, and being healthy, and that is beautiful, but Bas Nodav, that when we go Oil Regal, we see the happy people. Bas Nodav, another pshat that the Chavetz Chaim, the Likutei Halacha says, that in the Sholosh Regalim, when we're obligated to be Oil Regal, then we're supposed to give tzedakah during the Shalosh Regalim. As the Pasuk says, V'samach lefnei Hashem alakecha, atu ubincho bitecha, v'ager v'yosem almona. And the Medrash says, the Chazal teaches, im ato mesamecha shali, if you will make those who rely on me happy, ani mesamecha shalcha. So that's how, and Avram Avinu, we know, excelled in the midah of chesed. Chesed l'Avram. Ki dativ, Lamanashiz Tzavis Bonavas base of Akrov last stock of Mishpat Tzedakah. So that's why we're related to Avram Avinu. Why and what's the raya that this pasuk is talking about being oil regal? Because why, if the pasuk is speaking about our feet, does the pasuk use the word pamayich? Shouldn't the pasuk use the word reglayich to allude to the sholosh regalim? So the pasuk, the Gemara calls Avram Avinu the Nodav. Why is Avram Avinu called the Nodav? Because Nodav Liboy, says Rashi, Lahakaris Borei. He was the first person to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Me'a Shaloyach explains what's the connection between Avram Avinu and Aliyah LeRegel. He says, why in the time of Avram Avinu did so many people become Gerim? What happened was that so many people saw how Avram Avinu followed all the mitzvahs, and that had tremendous influence on them that they too should want to become Gerim. So too, explains the Me'a Shaloyach, it happened when they would be Oil Regal. When they would be Oil Regal, as the Gemara explains, they went up many groups, large groups together, being Oil Regal, and people would see the way they were behaving and their entire simcha, enthusiasm, as they were going to be Oil Regal, and that caused many people to become Gerim. So just like then, Avram Avinu inspired the world, so too when people used to go up to be Oil Regal, they inspired the world. Another pshat is, the Meshech Chochmet says, the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, we will no longer accept Gerim. Because Gerim, then we have to be concerned that they only want to become Gerim because of the wonderful experiences that Klai Yisrael will enjoy at that time. So says the Meshech Chochmet, Avram Avinu was a person that became a ger, but he had a sorrow and a shyness. It wasn't easy for him. So the Mara says that if we want to accept gerim, they have to be gerim that were like Avram Avinu, that were ready to accept difficulties. I saw that the Mashal explains, if we look at Avram Avinu's life, it was a life of nesyonis, a life of having lech lecha mi'atzcha, a life of akeda. Only such people are worthy to be accepted as gerim. And that's why the Gemara says, the Mashal explicitly says, only Avram Avinu, not Yitzchak and Yaakov, because they didn't have the same difficult experiences that Avram Avinu had. Tanit Bei Ravonin, Maidik Siv Chamuche Yerchayich, the pasuk talks about the thigh. Lom Nimshu Tar Devei Tar Ki Yerech, why the retire compared to a thigh? Loy malach, my yerech b'seisa. The yerech is a place in the body which is covered. Af divrei Torah b'seisa. So too, divrei Torah should be done in private. Rashi says that divrei Torah should not be learned in public. Divrei Torah should be learned in a private place. And the Mashal explains, because divrei Torah, if learning Torah in a public place, it means it is a sign of gaiva, a sign of arrogance. Din Yaakov says that we're talking here not about all Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah may be learned in public, he says, but Sisrei Torah, Kabbalah, may only be learned in private. The Reish Chachma says that somebody who learns Torah privately is Zoicha, the Talmudai Meskayim B'yodei. He will remember what he learned. And furthermore, he says that he will be a person that will become a Talmud Chacham. Learning Torah, the way the Torah is supposed to be learned, is an essential part in our success in learning Torah. V'hayin adam rebelozer, ma'idik siv. The pasuk says in Micha, higel lecha adam, ma toiv. What, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells a person what is good. Or ma Hashem darish mimcha. And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu expect from us? Ki yam asois mishpat, v'hav es chesed, v'hatznei lechsem Hashem lekecha. And the Gemara explains everything. Asois mishpat, so adin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu expects of us to do din, to follow rules properly. V'avas chesed, zu gemilas chesodim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu expects from us to do gemilas chesed. And the Radak explains, not only are we expected to do gemilas chesodim, but we're supposed to do it in a way that above our means. We're supposed to try to exert ourselves to do chesed. That's the way that not only are we supposed to do it, but we're supposed to do it in a private way, in a way that a person, not everybody should know. Unfortunately, somebody needs tzedaka. It shouldn't be publicized that we gave them tzedaka. Continues the Gemara. Rav Elazar is saying, a chasna are typically done publicly. Mikom amr Torah, still the Torah says the way we should do them is hatznei leches. We should do it in a private manner. So certainly dvarm shdak l'sasim b'tzina, giving tzedakah, which is normally done in a private fashion, alach kam v'kama, we should go out of our way to do it in a private manner. So some explain that people should try to avoid being in the public all the time. What's appropriate is to do things in a very tzniistic fashion. Tznius doesn't mean just the way we dress. Tznius means im alokecha, that's only between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you're doing, and nothing, and nobody else needs to know what you are doing. Says the Gemara, Amar Blaza, God lo yisa chesed, greater is the person who does chesed, yoisa mikala kabonis, more than all the kabonis in the world. Shnema, asay tztaka u'mishpat, nifchal Hashem alkecha, nifchal Hashem mezevach, it's more important to Kadosh Baruch Hu than bringing kabonis. V'amar Blaza, Gedal gemas chesedim yoisim and tztaka, gemilas chesed is greater than tztaka, shnema, zrulachem tztaka, v'kitzru lefi chesed. Tztaka is compared to planting, but chesed is actually reaping. The real benefit you get is out of doing chesed. Imadam zareya, because if you plant, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be successful. Safak oichel, safak ein oichel. We're not sure that you're going to have any food produced from what you planted. But somebody who koitzer, if you're ready, Baruch Hashem, succeeded in cutting what you planted, then you know vadi oichel that you're going to eat. So the Mefarshim explain that what is the Gemara trying to teach us? That when we do chesed is even greater than anything else. And the Sefer Haredim explains that we find that the Torah speaks about chesed tzedakah. We don't find that the Torah speaks about chesed. Because the Torah says, v'alachta b'drachav, we're expected to go in the ways of Hashem. And included in going in the ways of Hashem means doing chesed. So there's no need to say chesed, because that's the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shmir Saloshin, that if our Gemara just told us that stock, the Gemilas chesed is greater than tztaqah, and the previous piece of Gemara taught us that tztaqah is even greater than all the kabbanas, so we see the tremendous power in Gemilas chesedim. He says, what makes Gemilas Chesedim so important? So we learned Gemilas Chesed means that you're doing something for a person that he needs. It isn't just money that he needs. Shmir Saloshin says that the difference between Chesed and Tzedakah is that Tzedakah is done privately, one person to another person. Gemilas Chesed is done by a group of people. And he says, when a mitzvah is done by a group of people, that is the most significant mitzvah. V'amr b'lozer, ain't tztaka meshalemes, ela l'chesed sheyesh bo. As much effort as you put into the tztaka, that's how valuable the tztaka is. Shnemar, zru l'chem the tztaka, v'kitzru l'fi chesed. So the flaw explains, it isn't just the effort that's involved in the tztaka, but what also is involved is the simcha. If a person has simcha in performing tztaka, then it's the highest level of tztaka, because it shows that that's what you really want to do. Tana Rabbanan, b'shlosh dvarim gedoyel gemilas chesedim yoisim tztaka. Tztaka v'memoinai, tztaka is done with your wealth, gemilas chesedim bein begufoi, bein v'memoinai. Gemilas chesedim is also with your own, what you exert yourself. Tztaka laniyim, tztaka is given to poor people. Whereas Gemilas Chesedim is given bein laniyim lein lashirim, tztaka l'chayim, you could give tztaka to people who live and they need help. Gemilas Chesedim, you could do bein l'chayim, bein l'maisim. So we see here that the greatest schar in tztaka is the Gemilas Chesedim. And the Beis HaLevi explains what the Gemara means to say is that there are different ways of doing tztaka. And if somebody does stock in a way that involves Gemilas Chesedim, not only does he give tztaka, but he does it in a way that the Oni should not feel ashamed. he does it in a way that makes most sense. That is a combination of tzedakah and gemilas chesedim. Says the Mishnah that even though our Gemara just said that tzedakah applies tanim and ashirim, certainly if a person has only that much time and ability to do chesed, he should do tzedakah, he should do chesed for an ani more than for an ashir. Why? Explains the Mishnah, when you do chesed for a wealthy person, you may expect to get repaid for what you're doing. But when you're doing chesed with an ani, you don't assume that you're going to get repaid. So that's like the Gemara said, the Pasuk says chesed shalemes. What's the definition of chesed shalemes? When you do chesed with a person who's no longer alive. So too, when you do chesed more with a person who doesn't have the ability to pay you back, is much higher level of chesed than when you do chesed with somebody who you expect to get paid back. And the Rishonim already tell us what's included in Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Chesed, being Mevakeh Chayla. Because when you do Bikkei Chaylim, it's a type of a mitzvah that you could do a mitzvah bein begufoy and bein benafshoy. Gufoy means that you go yourself and visit the person who's not well, and you could see if you could be of help to him. And bein benafshoy, because the Gemara says that Chazal teaches us that when you go be Mevakeh Chaylim, you take away a 60th of his disease. So you're doing something with your nefesh connecting to his nefesh. Furthermore, the halacha is that when one goes to mevakeh chayil with somebody, you have to say, you're supposed to be mispal for him. That's something you do with your nefesh. So therefore, says the Seder Rishonim, one of the best ways of performing chesed is by being mevakeh somebody who's not well. Amar Rebbe Elazar, kol ois tzedakah mishpat, whoever does tzedakah mishpat in his life, kilamila kol olam chulei chesed, he filled the world with chesed. Shnema, the pasuk says, oyev tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem, mola aretz. Shem etamei kol habaal likvetz koitzev, that everybody who wants to do tzedakah may do so. Tamaloyma mayaka chazdecha lakim. It doesn't come easy. It's very precious. Yochal af Yerushimayim kain, that even a Yerushimayim doesn't get to do chesed so quickly. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, the chesed Hashem me'olam me'olam al yireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yerushimayim tremendous opportunities to do chesed. V'amar Abchama b'papa, kol adam sheyesh lo chein, if you see that person has chein, he's a person who is beloved, such a person be yidu shiyirushmaim. We know that such a person must be a yirushmaim. Shnemar chesed Hashem me'olam me'olam ayireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows tremendous chesed liyireyav to people who have yirushmaim. And the Sefer Pninim Yukarim explains that this is what the pasuk says by Yosef. The pasuk says by Yosef, ain't sar beis asoy roy as kol me'uma biyadoi basher itoi. The wider the sar has soyer, the sar beis soyer love see that Yosef found so much favor, because he realized that Yosef was a Yerushimayim. And Algamar says that anybody who's a Yerushimayim has chayin. So that's how the sar beis soyer came to recognize that Yosef must have never have done that avera with Eishes Potiphar. If Yosef was a person that had chayin, it must be that he's a Yerushimayim. A person who's a Yerushimayim would have never have done such an Aveira. Amar Rav Chama Papa. Amar Rav Lozer. Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says in Shirish, in Eishes Chayil, in Mishlei, Pia Pasuk B'chachma, V'soyrus Chesed El Shoyna. So the obvious question is, V'schi Yesh Torish L'Chesed, V'yesh Torish El Chesed. The Pasuk speaks about two types of Torah. Torish Chesed and Torish She'en El Chesed. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, Torah L'Shma. Somebody who learns Torah l'shma, zu Torah shel chesed. Shloi l'shma, zu Torah shel enos shel chesed. And Deit Yosef explains what's the definition of Torah l'shma. He explains Torah l'shma is a person who learns Torah without expecting any reward. That's called Torah l'shma, and that's Tyrus Chesed. Just like, as we've been learning, when somebody does Chesed, he should be doing it not for the expectation of reward. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do. So too, Torah should be learned not with an expectation to get paid back a reward for it, but rather to do it because of what we're supposed to do. Ikadamri, Torah Lalamda. Somebody who learns Torah with the intention to teach it to other people, that's Torah Lishma. Zu Torah Shel Chesed. Shloi Lalamda. When you learn Torah to teach it to other people, so in your Torah is involved Chesed. Torah. If you don't learn Torah to teach it to other people, that's Torah Sheina Shel Chesed. That's not called Torah Chesed. And I saw that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains that somebody who learns Torah Lishma, learns Torah to teach other people, we know that the Gemara says that Torah has the ability to protect us from doing Averis. A person who learns Torah in that fashion, that's the person who we will be protected from doing Averis. The Beis Halevi explains that Torah, somebody who learns Torah Lishma is the person who is supposed to, is the person that we're supposed to support. We know that person we're supposed to support Talmidei Chachamim. Who is the person that we're supposed to support? The person who learns Torah, and not just to keep it for himself, but to teach it to other people. And as the Avi Nachal explains, our Gemara just spoke about the mitzvah tzedakah. But the Gemara is teaching us that tzedakah doesn't just involve helping people that are poor. Baruch Hashem, even people, you have people, nobody should be poor. We should all have the panosa we have to have. But teaching people Torah, the person could be a very wealthy person, but you're teaching him Torah, that is tzedakah that you could do with anybody. And that's the Torah's chesed, the Torah that we learn that nobody should require help, physical help. We should all have panosa, benachas, berchava, but we should all need to learn Torah. And the people who teach people Torah, says the Gemara, that's called Torah's chesed. That's the Torah that we just explained, is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us.